From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Despite strong criticism from political allies and business executives, he's expected to levy 25% fees on steel and 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. His spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, however, said exceptions are possible.
That would be a case-by-case and country-by-country basis, but it would be determined whether or not there is a national security exemption.
The Washington Post said Mexico and Canada will be granted 30-day exemptions. The tariff threat has raised alarm bells about a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against it.
Trade wars are bad and easy to lose. For this reason, I strongly believe that now is the time for politicians on both sides of the Atlantic to act responsibly.
Mr. Trump also tweeted that he's asked China to cut $1 billion from its trade surplus with the U.S. Again, White House spokesperson Sanders.
The president's been clear that he wants to address the trade imbalances and the unfair practices.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit ballooned in January to a more than 9-year high of nearly $57 billion. The UN envoy to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Leila Zerugi, Wednesday warned the Security Council of the risk of violence ahead of long-delayed elections.
A failure to generate confidence in the full and faithful implementation of the 31st December agreement will only serve to heighten political tension and to fuel the risks of inciting violence for political ends.
That 2016 agreement aims to free political prisoners and ensure the rights of the opposition ahead of elections to pave the way for the delayed replacement of President Joseph Kabila, whose mandate expired more than a year ago. This is VOA News.